very much.
Thank you very much. I'd like to first of all thank you people here in Birdland that are witnessing this show in person this evening. You've been very nice to listen to me explain a bit as to what we would like to have happen and how we want you people to cooperate with us. You've been wonderful so far. This evening's program will consist of a rather unusual variety of things. First of all, in the early part of the program, you'll hear the thing that we have done called Prologue, that we believe is one of the finest things that we've ever done. And consisting of the rest of the program will be a rather unusual new thing called Fearless Fosdick that we'll play tonight. Frank Rosalino will play a trombone solo, and I got it bad, and that ain't good. You'll hear also a rather unique version of Pennies from Heaven from a certain individual. And also there's a rather emotional, moody thing that we do called A Theme for Four Values. But first of all, I think that we should ask Bill McCord of NBC to kind of lend a little formality to the show to kind of get us on the air and get us started. Stan Levy, the cymbal.
Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting to you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. A man and his orchestra synonymous with music that is new, vigorous, and refreshingly different. An orchestra and its leader, who through their ingenuity and creative ability are helping to direct the course of tomorrow's music. Direct from Birdland in New York City, we bring you Stan Kenton's exciting interpretation of modern American music, and we're sure you'll enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas. Now, here again is modern America's man of music and your conductor, Stan Kenton.
Now we feel sure with such a magnificent beginning here by Bill McCord that this program might amount to something this evening, this concert in miniature. The first musical offering tonight is going to be the unusual thing that we recorded some months back that caused considerable comment because it kind of describes an orchestra and its inner functions, the relationship of personalities and so forth, and this thing that is called Prologue. Of course, the music is spotted here and there with solos. Sometimes it's ensemble work, and sometimes there is a narration by myself. So at the moment, here is the recorded version of the thing that we call Prologue. Okay, gentlemen, start creating an atmosphere.
This is an orchestra, a group of musicians gathered together because of a belief in a particular music. Like all orchestras, this organization is unique in that the artistic ideal is far more important than personal differences. These musicians, for this instance, came from all corners of America. The character of the music to follow is the result of their understanding and adjustment to each other. Some of this music is written, some is improvised. There are times when a musician will express his individuality and other moments when he will melt with the rest to create an organized sound. This is a cross-section view of this orchestra. Some musicians love to create sounds of percussion. They like to melt them with the melody. They have the ability to bring to life strong rhythmic swing and pour it into others. That's a rhythm section. Takes a bass player. Ours, Don Bagley. Another guy, he loves a melody just as he loves a beat. A guitar player. Sal Salvador. Another, a strong, determined will, continued spirit, a great obligation to the beat, a drummer, Stan Levy. Some musicians are not content just to play an instrument in an orchestra. This guy arranges, he composes, he wants to be a leader. Someday he will. Bill Russo. A young guy, Keith Moon. Some musicians have a zest for happy excitement. This fellow has few, if any, quiet, moody moments. His trombone playing is an honest reflection of himself. Frank Rossellino. Necessary to an orchestra is the constant presence of young musicians with their eager enthusiasm that are just getting started. Guys like trumpeters Reuben McFall and Don Dennis. An orchestra needs good first chairmen. They're like sergeants to an army. They've studied, they know how, they help their men, and they show how, like our first saxophone player, Vinnie Dean. Saxophone of Bill Holman playing now. He represents a talent that is discontented with music of the present. He's anxious over the future. He writes, he orchestrates too. Within the group of personalities that make up an orchestra, it's also necessary that we have guys that are willing to be happy and swing at the drop of a hat. Richie Komuka. To any group like this is the presence of versatility, a musician capable of creating all moods. At the moment, warm, melting, personal sounds. Connie Condoli. Within any group of musicians, you'll find men who are in constant study. It seems that perfection is not enough. They want even more. They're intent on achieving greater heights. Fellows like Lee Konitz. Then there's a baritone saxophone, but in the case of this instrument, I'd like to be personal. The fellow playing here has been a part of every sound since this orchestra began, Bob Geoga. A great first trumpet player, besides his schooling, technique and experience, must possess wonderful physical stamina. They're sometimes referred to as workhorses. Meet ours, Buddy Childers. A bass trombone is the bottom of an orchestra. Wait a minute, George Roberts. I said bottom. That's better.
Right.
first trombone can take black notes from dead paper and bring wonderful life to them. Meet ours, Bob Burgess. And we're lucky because we have one capable of stirring great feelings of fire. Maynard Ferguson. I'm Stan Kenton. I'm the piano player, and I'm the leader. The guys call me the old man. They look to me for many things. A plan, final decisions, encouragement, and, oh yes, another thing. Money. With high regard and respect for each other's individuality, the ingredients in the variety of a group of personalities can make a music wide in scope, from tender, soft sounds to screaming, crashing distance. This is an orchestra!
Thank you. Thank you. See, I'd like to, Frankie, I don't know why it is. You will take bows at anybody's applause for anything. I've never known anyone that loves applause as much as you do. Rather interesting. Here's a rhythm composition that we've played the last few days that has an unusual title. There are some solos throughout, and, well, the thing, let's listen to it. It's called Fearless Fosdick. Thank you. There has been for the last 3 or 4 days around America in the music stores an album that's been on sale, the latest album of some of the things out of the orchestra's library here. It's a thing that's called Portraits of Standards. And there is one side in the album that we would like to duplicate at the moment, or at least give the version at the moment of I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good. The tune belongs to Duke Ellington, but the solo belongs to Frank Rosolino. Frankie, while you're here at the microphone, I think that I'll take advantage of the moment and ask you to explain about this next particular thing that you're going to do, because I think that you can make us understand more than anyone else. So, Frank, will you move up here and tell what's going to happen?
All righty. Thank you very much, Stanley, for giving me the opportunity of introducing this beautiful number.
Frankie, Stan, if you don't mind.
Stan Kenton. I would like to do a little ditty that I learned in the bigger cities, you know what I mean? A tune that I kind of dig myself, and I know that you people have heard it over a million times, but I'd like to give you my version of Pennies from Heaven.
it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella is topside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. Now if you want the things you love, you must have showers. Now when you hear a thunder, baby, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and for me.
Russerino with a rather bebopish hillbilly version of some kind of an uptown version of Pennies from Heaven. Here's some music that just went into the library a few days back. It's a new thing of Bill Russo's, quite an unusual mood. It starts out from the piano with the piano solo and develops in throughout the rest of the orchestration with a trombone solo by Bob Burgess. It's called A Theme of Four Values. Thank you. a bit of descriptive jazz, we'll say, called A Theme of Four Values. Tomorrow night here in New York City closes the second week of this engagement that is to last 3 weeks. That means we have another week to go, starting this coming Thursday here at Birdland in New York City. And we have been for a number of weeks preparing for this rather exciting venture that will take place beginning in Norfolk, Virginia on the 31st of this month. This thing that's called the Festival of Modern American Jazz. To give you an idea of what the makeup is, besides the orchestra here, we have the presence of Dizzy Gillespie, Stan Getz, Errol Garner and his trio will be a part of it, the exciting conga drummer Candido, Slim Gaylord, and of course our own June Christie. We'll be touring throughout the East Coast here and Midwest for 6 weeks altogether. We would like very much, Stanley, to have something of a Latin sound here. Take it on the beat. Bill McCord, anytime you want to talk, you just get in here and push me out of the road because I'm going to be moving toward the piano.
That's what I got to do, Stan. NBC has been bringing you Stan Kenton's Concert in Miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of music in the modern idiom. Our broadcast tonight has come to you direct from Birdland, the jazz corner of the world. Join us next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, featuring the dynamic quality of a group of musicians and his leaders who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. This is Bill McCord speaking, and this has been an NBC Radio Network production.